Well, you see, I was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck. Things just didn't seem to work out. I was down on my luck. I got tired of roaming and bumming around. So I thought I'd start thumbing back east towards my old hometown. I made a lot of miles the first 2 days. I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town. At two lonely crossroads, rain was just pouring down. I sure was hungry and already caught a chill when the lights of a limousine topped the hill. I sure was glad to hear the brakes of that car. It even squeaked like a stool in my old hometown bar. I felt right at home when I opened the door. I could tell by the style it was the make of a Ford. But you know, I sensed something different when I sat down in the chair. Because he had a smile on his face and sweet music on the air. He had a Bible to the right there, laying on a seat. And down the floor, he had shiny shoes on his feet. He had a tie, a white shirt, and a real expensive suit. And no doubt in his wallet, he had quite a bit of loot. I was kind of afraid to talk. I didn't know what to say. Then he stuck out his hand and said, "Going my way?" "Oh, I sure am, sir. I've been walking all night. And there hasn't been a car for hours in sight." Then I asked him why he was driving on a road so cursed, and he said, "Wait a bit, son. Let's get first things first. I'm just driving from church, making my way home. It's you that's a stranger. Just where do you roam?" "Well," I said, "I don't know where I've gone or have been. I guess I've gone nowhere, living in sin. But you know, I've always been that way. Starting as a child to this very day." Then I picked up the Bible between us in the seat and said, "I've heard of this book. It's supposed to be neat." I opened it up and a picture was there. It was of a man surrounded by children. The man had long hair. I flipped a few pages and there he was again. Only he was hung on a cross and it said, "For our sins." I looked at it for a while with tears and said, "Why?" "That was God's son," he said. "Jesus Christ died." "That's not all," he said. "God's son is risen. If you believe with your heart, your sins are forgiven. That's God's promise he made from hand to hand. Because God still loves and he cares for all man." Well, I can't tell you all that happened that night. But you know, I went with that old preacher and I found the light. And I know now I'm bound for the streets that are gold paved. I found it one night. It was the night I was saved.